Welcome back to Warehouse and Operations as a Career. I hope you had a great week and made it productive and prosperous. Today we're on the road and we're visiting with John G. John specializes in the recruiting of light industrial associates such as order selectors, reach lift drivers, and all productivity and utility positions that's within the warehouse. John, thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us today.
No, thank you, Marty. I find the podcast really interesting and informational, and it's a real pleasure to be here today.
So briefly tell us how you ended up recruiting.
Well, actually, I have a strong background in operations with several different industries and found that I really enjoy warehousing in the ops arena. I've been a supervisor and manager on the dock floors with crews. I came into the office managing a few facilities, and now find myself, at least for a while, looking for and finding talent needs in the light industrial world. I really like the fact that I can help put today's people to work and help them get started on a career, should they be looking for that career path.
That's really great, and I know your efforts are appreciated by all the new recruits. Now tell us, what are you looking for in a resume? What should we include, and what really kind of hurts us, if anything, and what we should possibly leave out?
Well, that's a good question. A bit loaded, but I'd say leave nothing out. To be honest, most people just include their past on a resume. Work history is important, but so is what you want to do and what you want to accomplish. Most resumes read like a job description, include what you brought to the table, like productivity was in the top 20% or being involved in safety. You can't overshare and be specific with the equipment that you've used, certifications that you've attended, and classes that you've attended. Most operations people attend a safety meeting every day. You'd be very safety conscious, as an example. Today, so much is online also. Many companies use things like job posting boards, Craigslist, or print ads like the Green Sheet. Sometimes hundreds of applications and resumes may be received each day, and a recruiter's job is to look at each one, look for an applicant's work experiences, equipment experience, and what they have done in the past. Remember, they possibly have several different types of positions to fill. And not only are they going to be looking for specifics on what you've done, but things that you're interested in that may not have been the primary task or how much you enjoyed them. Although the past is important, remember that does not have to define you. Use keywords regarding the position you're applying for and any others for things that are maybe that you're interested in doing, possibly something to get you in the door of a company. Remember, your goal at this point is to get the recruiter to pull your resume and to give you a call so you can get in front of them.
I see. So we need to be much more, I guess you could say, specific and detailed, not necessarily with a task that we're familiar with, but expand on everything that we've been involved in and what we'd really like to do, like being the employee of the week, safety conscious, and list everything that may have helped out with, even if it wasn't really our job or our job description.
Exactly. Things like that will get you the interview, or at least a phone interview. If you receive a request for a phone interview, remember that it may be quick, and the recruiter is going to want to know a bit about your experience, job history, and what kind of work you're interested in. Make sure you're positive and outgoing and that they understand what you've done, what you can do, and what you'd like to be doing. I really like it when someone gives me their short-term and long-term goals. That's the person I'm going to bring in for a face-to-face interview, and that's why you really want to shine. An interview is like the first day on the job. Be on time, don't wear flip-flops and shorts, be assertive and make it clear that you want the job and that you'll be on time and that you're looking for a long-term employment. If two people show up for the same position, the serious one, of course, will be chosen first. You should be sure to talk about every goal you have. Share your timeline with your recruiter and where you'd like to be in 2 years, things like that. A recruiter will try and drag out as many specifics as they can. Equipment you may not be using now, but that you have experience with. Include positions you may have backed up, but you're not necessarily the primary function. Be sure you describe tasks and responsibilities in detail. Remember, this is 15 to 30 minutes is your shot at getting in the door. A recruiter will spend as much time with you as the details that you're willing to share. The more information you share is that much more information the recruiter has to work with.
So simply put, we need to write our resumes to grab the attention of that recruiter. And we need to remember its purpose. The whole reason we're here is to get that interview.
Exactly. People are hired through an interview process. The resume is just a tool to secure you that interview. One other thing, be honest with your recruiter. Be sure to honestly answer any background information asked. It's going to be verified anyway according to the facility's requirements, and in many instances, it can be talked through. Many times, it's something that we can work with. If you leave it blank or try to hide anything, it could disqualify you from the position and lead to an overall feeling of mistrust, and you don't want that. And of course, any drug screening requirements, just be honest. Many of our positions require the use of powered equipment, and nobody wants anyone to get hurt.
Very cool. John, thank you so much for taking time with us today. We really appreciate the information. I had a great time, and we learned a whole lot from you today. It makes sense how important the resume or work history is and how it's used to get me that, again, all-important interview.
No, thank you, Artie. I really enjoyed it, and thanks for allowing me to share. Anything I can help with in the future, please don't hesitate to give me a call. I don't claim to know much, but I will certainly share anything that I have.
Very cool. Well, that's a wrap for this week. I hope you found today's interview interesting and can put it to good use. Last week, we learned a little bit about GMPs, or general maintenance practices, and standard operation or procedures, and PWMs, or preferred work methods. And those are all great key words to plug into our resume. Hey, you perform them every day and now have the understanding of how important they really are. Next week, we'll take a few minutes and discuss how to actually write that resume, what to do with it, and if time permits, maybe get into and discuss the interview a little bit itself. Thanks, and come back next week. Until then, remember our environments and be safe out there.